All right, guys, we're joined by J.R. Todd, our champion here in Nitro Funny Car at the Dodge Nationals. J.R. drives the DHL Toyota Camry Funny Car for Coletta Motorsports. A historic weekend for Coletta Motorsports here as J.R.'s win secured the 100th team victory for Connie Coletta's operation. So very neat milestone to reach there, and I know you guys take a lot of pride in that. Get to that in a second. This is actually J.R.'s... Well, actually, he's undefeated in final rounds. That's probably the most impressive thing here. In six final round appearances in Nitro Funny Car, he has not lost one of them. Looking to win for the fourth time this season, and he has tied Cordy Forrest for the class lead in the number of wins over the course of the year with his fourth victory. So, tied for winningest driver of the year so far. Connie's 100th. Does it get any better than this? Coming off the U.S. Nationals victory.
It's awesome to be able to keep the momentum going, but like I said, we still got a long road ahead of us. These guys, they know how to win. A lot of them were there for the 2015 championship year with Dell Worsham, and just want to keep winning, man. Keep our foot on their throats, is what I've been saying. And we got some gifts early on today with the cars in front of us going out early, and it was nice to be able to come out of here with the win and gain on those guys and Courtney. So now we just got to keep it rolling through St. Louis.
Talk about Jono and Todd, kind of how they work together and their approach in this part of the season.
They're racing smart. It goes back to the TRD guys and Chad Head out there checking the track for us and giving Todd and Jono those grip numbers. That's key for us. And they race what the track will allow us. And we definitely didn't have the best car this weekend, but I felt like we had a really good car, and they just go up there and race smart and try to not beat ourselves. I mean, you got to go down the track to win these things, and that's what we're doing. But this weekend, we murdered a bunch of parts. For whatever reason, we just had a bunch of dumb things happen that never really happened. So the guys had some late nights Friday and Saturday, and it was nice to be able to pay them back on Sunday with another win.
First three rounds of eliminations, your car did not vary more than 200ths. You went from 77 to 79 over the course of those three runs.
Just 97 to 99.
I'm sorry, 97 to 99. Consistency.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the consistency of this DHL Wix Fielders Toyota has come around since, I'd say since the semifinals in Brainerd. we struggled throughout the summer and made some changes going into the Indy test, and it really paid off going to the U.S. Nationals and coming into here. The car's really consistent, and we made some good runs in qualifying, but it still should have run better than what it had just because of those parts breaking. So we knew that we had a car that was capable of running with the top cars out here. I mean, one run, it was going to run a low 90 and didn't make it to the finish line under power. So it got our confidence up for today, and like I said, just racing smart more than anything.
Jared, today you went to the final and won. Could you talk about getting off to a hot streak in the Countdown Championship? Because the driver who wins or goes to the most final round likely is going to win this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're going to have to win some more races if we want to win this thing. The funny car category is so tough, and you got to have some breaks fall your way, and that's what happened for us today. And yeah, we got to keep the ball rolling. I mean, we got a points and a half in Pomona, but we still got a long ways before we get to Pomona, so we just want to keep earning points. I mean, we got three bonus points in one of the qualifying rounds, and that's the type of things that that we need to do. Gain as many points as we can going into the end of the season.
Have you had a chance to talk to Connie?
I have not. I sitting in the car down there, the thing's on fire, it's locked up. I couldn't get into the neutral, the neutral switch broke off, so they had to get the dollies underneath the rear wheels and shove me off the end of the track, and about spun it out, so I kind of killed my celebration. Like, a lot of wasted time down there, and I'm sure he and Dougie are probably back on the jet back to Ypsilanti now. But yeah, I can't thank Connie enough, and it's awesome to be able to get him his 100th win here in Reading.
Tell me about joining an elite group, winning Funny Car and winning Top Fuel, and not a lot of people have done it. And I guess you're only the third one that's done it here at this track.
It's just lucky, man. I've been fortunate enough in my career to be around a lot of great people, and I say, like, they make me look good. I have the lucky part, just getting in there and hitting the gas and trying to keep the thing straight down the track. And once I got the call from Connie, I knew that I was with a team that was capable of winning races and winning championships, and I feel like this is my best opportunity to go out there and achieve those things.
Thank you, JR.